have changed clothing, and even bathed in preparation for the night's events. Certainly he wore a new mask, black and silver, with inlays of cyan, cardinal, and a particularly intense dark green. The patterns on the mask altered every time I looked. I told myself when I got a minute, I ought to go back and have a look at Long Shadow making himself over. He hadn't done anything like this ever before. Narayan Singh and the girl arrived only moments before I did. I determined that by a quick dip into the past. Long Shadow asked, "Where is Howler?" Singh shrugged. The girl reacted as though Long Shadow hadn't spoken at all. Singh said, "We have not seen him in days," which was an outright lie. "He should be here. I warned him to be here, for his own safety." The girl sat down on the floor, cross-legged. She paid the Shadow Master no mind whatsoever. Singh probably had to badger her to get her to leave her writing. Curious, I did a dash back in time, and got surprised. I found the child hurrying Singh. "We must be there in time!" I went back some more. I found the child in that trance-like state where she claimed to be in touch with Kina. Certainly the odor of Kina was strong. I got out of there before I attracted her attention. She hadn't paid me much mind lately, and I liked that just fine. I took a couple of quick dips into times nearby, and concluded that Narayan and his ward had responded to Long Shadow's summons because Kina had told them to respond. Interesting. But what did it mean? When I got back to present time, I found the Howler puffing his way up the last spiral of stairs to Long Shadow's chamber. The Shadow Master had sensed his approach and had faced the entrance. The smelly little wizard appeared, let out a shriek before the Shadow Master could start giving him a hard time. It sounded almost amused. Long Shadow turned away, although he'd been suffering a bad case of the nags lately. He seemed to be in such a good mood that he was willing to overlook petty transgressions. He said, "Good. We're all here. Now we go ahead with the game the way I should have played it from the beginning." He sounded slightly puzzled, as though suddenly, like every man and woman in the army besieging him, he wondered why he'd done so little for so long. He acted as if a powerful psychic wind had torn away a dense fog that had gripped his mind for ages. I suspected that was close to the truth. I could not identify the villain, but I was sure that one of our nastier female players, most likely Kina, had reached him somehow long ago and had been blunting his sword ever since. If I was right, I had to admire the subtlety of it. Long Shadow hadn't worked it out. That might be because the manipulation had been limited to dumbing him down and exaggerating his natural prejudices and bullheadedness. I recalled that he'd had a few sharp spells. Things hadn't gone well for us during those interludes. "Close the door, deceiver." The Shadow Master's voice was strong. "There must be no interruptions." Howler seated himself on a tall stool. I gathered that it had been brought in for him specifically, back when he first attached himself to the Shadow Master. He didn't use it often, but no one else used it ever. He and Long Shadow were not the sort of colleagues who watched over one another's shoulders, sharing suggestions and expertise. The Shadow Master had done some housekeeping. Usually his chamber contained an arsenal of